Good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. But we live in crazy days or what, people? I know, and it's hard for people right now because there's a spiritual famine in the land, which is the title of tonight's commentary. The days are coming, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Next, my people come to you, as they usually do, and sit before you to listen to your words, but they do not put them into practice. With their mouths they express devotion, but their hearts are greedy for unjust gain. Indeed, to them you are nothing more than one who sings love songs with a beautiful voice and plays an instrument well, for they hear your words, but do not put them into practice. That's Ezekiel 33, 31, and 32, just a few of the scriptures of many talking about these times. In my personal journey over the past 20 years, I've witnessed this spiritual famine up close and personal. Now, during this period, I've had to have visited dozens of different churches of most every denomination, from the very conservative and dead to the wild and emotional Pentecostal gatherings. And the bottom line is this: most all were or are about buildings and programs and seating and parking and music and offerings, staffs and signs, etc. Here's one example. I attended a megachurch recently, a population of 1,500 plus or so. They had all of the above, plus a lot more. And while there, I picked up one of their lavish brochures. And after looking through it, I finally found Jesus on page 7. That's what I'm talking about. Pastor David Jeremiah summed it all up beautifully when he said that Jesus Christ's return will be a terrible interruption to their predetermined plans. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 says it all. For a time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Is that happening or what? It's everywhere. Here's one more. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10 says, they say to the seers, see no more visions. And to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things. Prophesy illusions. And in most cases, these indictments were and are totally true. Simply put, the banquet table is full, but it's all junk food. One of the major culprits is that today's churches are desperately trying to connect to today's culture. And by doing so, we are witnessing a tragic and ultimately fatal spiritual compromise of biblical truth to try and achieve this. How tragic. So what must we do? Well, it's time to either put up or shut up, I think. It's time to stop checking all the religious boxes of self-satisfaction. It all starts with ourselves to restore our hearts with the real truth and fuel the fire and renew our complete commitment to the one and only true kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's time to turn up the light. Finally, we must remember to not stop loving this broken church, because it is Christ's bride. First, we must renew ourselves and then take this renewal to our brothers and sisters in our respective gatherings. We must also challenge leadership in loving and constructive ways to change the diet and throw away this junk food. And ultimately, we must love one another. Chapter 12, verse 30 and 31 in the book of Mark says, and these are Jesus' words, and I quote him, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commitment greater than these, end quote. And here is the last, finally. I'm asking all of you for a call to prayer. Many of you are victims of this famine and are starving for real nourishment, the result of being fear, worry, and anxiety. This is a scary world right now, and I can't even begin to imagine how it must be without Jesus in it. My hope and desire is to bring nourishment in these times. Each of you must remember that you are not alone. Jesus has your back. All you have to do is ask. He already loves you and is just behind that door. So just reach out and knock, and he'll come to you with no strings attached. Let's all start demonstrating the love spoken of in the scriptures. There is no time to waste. Until next time, this is Rick.